Welcome to Delta Delights, brought to you by the Delta Health Foundation in Kannapolis, North Carolina. This morning, we'll work on energizing the body, the mind, and the spirit. Starting first by simply finding mountain pose, Tadasana. As we bring our hands down along the sides of the body, pressing the feet actively downward into the earth, growing up out of the feet, the ankles, feeling the strength in our legs, all the way up through the body, out the crown of the head. And we focus on the breath here as we take deep, solid, steady breaths. And each breath we take, we fill the lungs with air, feeling the breath come down into the very bottom of the lungs, and then allowing that breath to flow out of the lungs. So just for the moment, as we clear our minds, simply noticing that process of taking in air, making room for that air in the body, and then releasing the air out of the body, knowing that it is a cleansing process, simply breathing, allowing for that moment of stillness mentally and physically. The only movement is the process of breathing. Let's take one more deep and full breath and let it go. So now give the shoulders a simple shrug, just nice and slow, bringing them forward, up, back, and down. So let's begin bringing the hands along the sides of the body, palms turns outward and upward. We're going to inhale as we reach those hands to the sky, deep inhale here. Exhale, palms together, and we'll bring those hands to heart center. Let's do that twice more, inhaling as we circle the arms wide and high. And exhale, hands to heart center. Last time, inhaling, out and up, we extend tall as we reach skyward. And exhale, hands to heart. So one last time, inhale, hands to the sky, palms meeting overhead. Let's take into the lateral stretch, bring that right hand down to the side as we lean, reaching to the sky through that left hand and the left fingertips. Release your gaze to the floor on that right side. And we're going to feel that left side body with breath, fanning out the rib cage, feeling that side body with breath, feeling that stretch there. Standing stable and strong through our feet as we continue that downward rooting into the earth. One last inhale and exhale. All right, on your next inhale, bring both palms overhead once more. Let's take that to the other side. On our exhale, left hand lowers to the side, right hand reaches skyward, and we're breathing nice, steady, full breaths. Find that stillness. Let the breath flow. One last inhale, let's reach skyward, and exhale, hands to heart. So now let's step our feet wide. We're going to come into a straddle position. Toes are going to be pointed outward a little bit, and hands are going to come out to the sides of the body. As we inhale, legs are straight. We're going to inhale, reach the hands to the sky. As we exhale, tuck the elbows into the sides of the body as we sink into a plie squat. Just kind of opening the hips. We're going to inhale, circle the hands wide and high, again reaching skyward, and exhale Elbows tuck into the ribs as we find that plié squat. So continue in this flow, continue with the pace of your breath as we start to energize the body. So just flowing with the breath. Again, find your flow, find what works for you today. Maybe nice and easy and slow today, very mindfully. Or if you feel like you need a little more energy, a little more pep in your step today, maybe do a little quicker. Find your pace. Find what you need today. Let your body be your guide in finding the pace and the intensity level that is right for you today. Let's do one last time. On your last plié squat, we're going to hold there. Bring your hands to heart center as we find our squat position. Knees right out over those toes. And we're holding. And strong through the legs. Very stable, very strong. For a few breaths, we're going to bring the heels up off the floor, balancing on the balls of the feet. Perhaps try to sink your tailbone into this squat a little more. Just challenge ourselves. All right, feet to the heels to the earth. We're going to inhale, reach the hands skyward, straighten those legs out. Should feel good. And exhale, just bring your hands to heart center. Legs are straight. All right, so from here, we're going to turn our left foot forward, assuming a Warrior II position, back foot angled forward just a tad, and we're going to slide that front knee right out over the front ankle. So left foot should be pointed forward, and we're going to bring our arms parallel to the floor. So open hip position, chest is open to the side, bring that front knee, your left knee, in line over the ankle. And find a good and strong Warrior II lunge. So there should be about 2 to 3 feet in between your feet as you find your Warrior lunge. And we're going to flow. So as we inhale, we're going to straighten that leg, bring the hands to the sky. As we exhale, sink back into your lunge and bring the hands parallel to the floor once more. Again, inhaling, straightening the leg, reaching to the sky, and exhale as you float back into that Warrior II lunge. So just creating a little vinyasa, a little movement, moving with our breath this morning. Again, just energizing, more so with breath, but movement, that unity of movement and breath, just really awakening the spirit, awakening the body to tackle our day. Let's do that one more time. Inhaling. And exhale, find your Warrior II once more and hold. All right, bring those both hands to your front left thigh, and we're going to step it forward. And now we're going to just change sides, stepping the other foot back so that our right foot is forward. And our left foot is angled in, about a 45 degree angle. Again, establish your Warrior lunge. Find what works for you with the width of that lunge. Hands parallel to the floor. So just sort of getting settled in this lunge. Noticing if one side feels any differently than the other. Making sure that front knee, our right knee, is stacked right over the ankle. Not really past, but just right over it for a good solid stacking of the joints. Maybe shrug your shoulders out, just reminding ourselves to release tension. Create that space between the shoulders and the ears. And let's start our Warrior flow. Inhaling, legs straight as we reach those hands to the sky. Maybe palms meet overhead. Exhale as we flow back into that Warrior II lunge. So again, doing this several times through at the pace of your breath. A nice, gentle, rejuvenating, moving meditation. So moving, breathing, feeling. We'll do this one last time. On that last exhale, on your last warrior, we're going to hold that. Come into that smooth breath, holding strong in your warrior. Hands to that front thigh. We'll step it back up. Feet together, finding that beginning Tadasana pose. Nice, straight standing pose here. Bring your hands to heart center. And namaste.